Hashtag abolish ICE helped kill New York's Amazon HQ deal. By John Carney on February 15, 2019. Amazon's decision to cancel its plans to build a second corporate headquarters in New York City came after left-wing activists and politicians demanded that the company advance their immigration agenda in exchange for nearly $3 billion in government subsidies. Democratic socialism advocates and New York politicians, emboldened by the leftward lurch of the Democrat Party, which the election of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, crystallized, stepped up their demands on Amazon in recent weeks, according to a person briefed on the matter. One such demand included that the company pledge not to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Amazon refused to say it would not cooperate with U.S. immigration laws, the person said. Critics of the deal Amazon had reached with New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio often cite the nearly $3 billion in subsidies promised to the company as fueling their opposition. But on Thursday, New York State Senator Michael Giannaris confirmed that immigration was a key reason he and others opposed Amazon's plans. "They came in, they proudly, unabashedly told us they wanted to work with ICE to deport undocumented immigrants in this country," Giannaris said in an interview with CNBC. Giannaris, the deputy majority leader of New York State Senate, is a Democrat who represents the Queens waterfront district where Amazon had planned to build its campus. He was nominated this month to a seat on the Public Authorities Control Board, a little-known state government panel that held veto rights over the Amazon deal. He has also called for the abolition of ICE. Giannaris's district overlaps that of Ocasio-Cortez, a proponent of abolishing ICE and one of the most prominent opponents of the Amazon deal. On Thursday, Ocasio-Cortez celebrated Amazon's retreat from New York this week. Giannaris came to prominence for his opposition to a group of Democrat state senators known as the Independent Democratic Conference, IDC, who cooperated with New York Republicans. The IDC is now defunct. Since then, Giannaris has cast himself as a true progressive, a dynamic that has only become more apparent since Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's victory last summer over her predecessor, Joseph Crowley, the New York Times reported in February. Ocasio-Cortez and Giannaris were not alone in opposing Amazon for its unwillingness to declare it would not cooperate with federal immigration law. This was not a populist uprising against a big business seeking subsidies. According to polling data, most Queens residents supported Amazon's move to New York, but their voices were overwhelmed by the activists. Among Black voters, 70% supported the Amazon deal, while only 25% objected. Among Latinos, 81% supported Amazon with only 17% opposing. Whites were less enthusiastic, with just 51% favoring and 40% opposing. A small group of politicians put their own narrow political interests above their community, which poll after poll showed overwhelmingly supported bringing Amazon to Long Island City, the state's economic future and the best interests of the people of this state, Cuomo said in a statement.